let's talk about the November Project and an opportunity next week to participate. What is the November Project, and why did two guys decide to start this group, i.e. this opportunity to get active, be healthy, and to meet a new friend? We talk about that and more. Glad that you are here, co-leader with the November Project. We'll call you co-leader number one, Matt Swantek. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Yeah, I thought I practiced that. Swantek, good morning to you. Yoshi Saka, good morning to you. Co-leader number two. No, in no particular order. All right, Mac, thank you very much for being here, and I'll start with you. What is November Project?
So November Project is a free fitness movement that started out in Boston. It was two guys who just wanted to keep fit through the month of November, and since then it's spread to 45 cities in 8 different countries.
And it started, you say, nationally?
It is. It started in Boston, and then from there it spread piece by piece, and we came on as number 45.
Ooh, that's cool. Why did you two then decide to start a group like November Project, I trust, right here?
So we came to Grand Rapids and were involved in some different running groups here, and just really realized that there's not a lot of things going on in the mornings in Grand Rapids. And so it was a really great opportunity for us to get people moving. And we liked the idea of having a group that you don't have to have any experience. You don't have to have any equipment. You don't have to worry about pace. Everyone just goes at their own speed and brings whatever they have that week. And so it's a really great way to put together elite athletes with someone who's just getting off the couch.
Yes. And yet in November, you might want to, make sure you have your hat and gloves handy as well. Yoshi, appreciate you. Let's talk about the types of activities you typically do at your workouts.
So we design our workouts, most of our workouts we design as circuit workouts. Basically, we have a variety of different workouts that we can complete based on how many reps or based on time. But we design it to be pretty tight and close. So everybody is just all together. Nobody gets left behind. And as we're working out, the very front of the pack to the back of the pack, it just starts mixing together. So we're all being no matter what your ability level is, you're just always able to support and push each other a little bit harder.
Which makes it comfortable. I think the toughest part for something like this is just showing up and knowing that you might not know a soul, but please be kind and gentle to me and don't leave me behind. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like that happens. Before I get into an event next week, where are you meeting, and what time do you meet up?
So we meet on Wednesday mornings, every single Wednesday, no matter the weather, at 6:01 a.m., and that's at the corner of Lyon and Bostwick, which is right across the street from the GRCC Fitness Center. 6:01, yeah.
What's up with that?
So it's just so many things happen right on the hour, and what we're doing is a little bit counterculture, a little bit different from the norm, and it's a good way to stick it in people's heads.
And is this free?
It's completely free.
Yes. Next week, you are doing something, though, a little different. So let's talk about that, Yoshi.
Yeah, so next week, that's the 18th, so we are running a Sunrise 6K race. It's also starting at 6:01. It's a little race around the river, starting at Lyon and Bostwick. But it's for everybody, all paces, no entry fees, no bibs. Just come out and give it your best.
Okay. No prizes, then.
There might be prizes.
Love it. All right, so the Sunrise 6K next Wednesday. Is this a first time, then, in general, that you've done this?
This will be our second time hosting the Sunrise 6K here. We're taking inspiration for the race from Boston, though the 6K is a standard rowing test distance for the two guys who founded it. They were rowers, and that's just a way that, it's like nobody runs this 6K generally, yeah. 5Ks, 10Ks, but 6K is just something that goes back to the roots of Number of a Project.
Yes. Looking forward, what are some of your goals for the upcoming year? I'll start with you, Yoshi.
So one of our goals, we have a theme for this year. We're calling it Actify GR. That's a combination of the words activity and unify GR. Basically, the idea is to bring the community, bring the city together through activity. We're going to try to take different workouts, pop-up workouts to different parts of the city, just to get to know the city better, make it easier for people to access what we're doing, to join in on the fun and weirdness that we do as a group, and also try to figure out, we're trying to give back to the community as well. So volunteering at different races, trying to see how we can, I guess, bring our group out and make a positive difference.
Matt, back to you again on the involvement for sure. It sounds like it's kind of a just show up involvement.
Yeah, that's one of the big aspects of it is you don't need a special pair of shoes. You don't need whatever. You dress for the weather. You come out. We've had people come out in jeans. We've had people come out in more sophisticated gear. And
you have to be ready to run and do the circuitry, I trust.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you're comfortable in doing that half-hour circuit-based workout. But you don't need to sign up ahead of time. You don't need to. There's no fees. Of course, it's free. So just showing up and getting out of bed is the most important part.
Yes. And it, if I'm looking at planning my day, about 30 minutes is your circuit?
Yeah, so it's about 30 minutes of the main workout. We try to be done by about 6:45.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And are you looking at it's someone who is the very, very beginner as well? Will you take, you know, you want to make sure you're safe with this,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, and we always make sure that if someone needs a way to modify a workout, we'll work with them to figure out something that'll work. We've had people that do a majority of walking instead of running at the workouts. And so really, we will work with you to make it fit whatever your needs are.
Awesome. And again, just that because I've been involved in a group that did leave the slower runners behind. You don't do that, do you?
No. The cool thing about it is as the circuit's going, everyone's getting mixed up. And so really, we have no idea who's first or last. And so that's one of the really unique aspects of it.
When did you start this? You guys here locally?
So we started back in March. So we've been going strong for a little over a year now.
Yeah. And what is the big picture? Just keep on going? Just kind of like you said, Yoshi, start doing more 6Ks? And
So the big picture is just to try to keep on getting more people engaged in, I guess, fitness in the city. Whether it just starts with us, you know, with a different group, doesn't matter. But just to provide a place where people can just show up, be part of something bigger, and feel supported through fitness. We would definitely like want just more people to show up and see what we're about. Part of it.
Cool. 601, right?
601.
601.
Yep.
All right, details one more time for next Wednesday, please.
So next Wednesday, we'll be out at the corner of Line and Bostwick for our Sunrise 6K. We'll start and end there, and that will begin at 6:01 a.m.
November project that happens, December, January, February, March, and beyond. How does someone get connected with the November Project Grand Rapids?
So you can find the main November Project website, which is november-project.com, and then you can find our personal pages on Facebook and Instagram at November Project GR.
All right. Thanks so much. Next Wednesday, the place to be, and every Wednesday, 6:01, again at the corner of, as you mentioned, Lion and Bostwick. Take care to you both, Matt and Yoshi. Take November Project Grand Rapids, your sweet spot, and stay fit. Thanks.